Be'ezus Hashem, this shir on Ashayotzar should be a schos for Shlema, for Yaakov ben Chana, Yeshua Ari ben Sarah, and Shalom ben Chana.
Amen.
Be'ezus Hashem, this week we'd like to make a siyum, Be'ezus Hashem on Ashayotzar. Just last week we learned the in Lamoid Lefanecha, Yavshal Eskayim V'Lamoid Lefanecha, that there's a dual meaning to Lamoid Lefanecha. And that is, on one hand, it means to stand in front of you, and that means that's, we explained, the essence of Adam, and that comes out through Ashayotzar. We've explained that a person reaches the level of Yiras HaRaymus, that we're in the Shivis Hashem L'Negdi Samad, we're in the presence of Hashem, and we realize our Shiflus and the Raymus of Hashem. And through that, we're Lamay L'Fanecha, we're standing in front of Hashem, ready to serve Him. That's the Asei Toiv HaVavaydes Hashem, of the blend of Guf and Neshama. And then the Sur Meirah aspect of Guf and Neshama is Lamay L'Fanecha to me Oymid Ben Nisyonis, we brought out from the Rekech and his Pirish on Ne'ila. Lamay L'Fanecha, that's the two elements of Avaydes Hashem, the Sur Meirah and the Asei Toiv. And that's through Asher Yatzar, when we come to the realization of L'Fanecha, the ultimate level of Yiras HaRaymus, that helps us to be Lamay L'Fanecha. So Be'ezus Hashem, this week we'd like to be Messiah, and the way we'll be Messiah is through learning the Siyum of Asher Yatzar. What's the Siyum? Baruch Ata Hashem, Roifei Chol Basar, Umafli Lasais. Roifei Chol Basar, He heals all flesh, Umafli Lasais, and He acts wondrously. So, the first place to start is to understand this, is the Gemara in Brachas on Daf Samach. The Gemara says, "My chosim." When it's discussing this, the bracha of Asher Yatzar, the text, it says, "My chosim." How do you chosim this bracha? So Shmuel's shita is roifei chol basar. Say roifei chol basar. Rav Sheisha Zomar, mafli lasis. You don't say roifei chol basar. You say mafli lasis. Comes along Rav Papa, Amar Rav Papa, Hilkach. Therefore, namrinu l'tervayu. We'll say both roifei chol basar u'mafli lasis. And this is the way we passed him. I'm going to try to understand, Be'ez Hashem, tonight, what exactly are these two things? Roifei chol basar, umafli lasais, how do they connect to Asher Yatzar? And we know in general that most times a siyum of a bracha is sort of like a synopsis of the bracha. So we're going to try, what are these two things? How are they synopsis of the whole bracha at large? Roifei chol basar, umafli lasais. So I'd like to share with the Olam two mahalchim, but Be'ez Hashem, hopefully we'll come to, at the end, to understand that they're really very much interconnected. It's really one of the same. But I'd like to present it as two mahalchim first. And that is like this. Roifei chol basar u'mafli lasis. So listen to, roifei chol basar means that Hashem heals all flesh. What's mafli lasis? He acts wondrously. What's that referring to? That He acts wondrously. What's that going on? So the Ramah in Darkei Moshe, he really also says this in his Ramah in Shulchan Aruch, but he expounds a little bit more in Darkei Moshe on the Torah. He says like this, Mafli lasis, nearly, it seems to me, Shemafli lasis, koi al haneshama, is specifically going on the neshama. What does that mean? Shinasan vadim. Vizui plia gedaila. It's a wonder, a tremendous wonder, Sheiskayim dover ruchni, that a spiritual thing could exist. Human al yainim, it's from the higher worlds. Bidover gashmi, in a physical body. The fact that our neshama from the Elyon is totally spiritual could exist and be blended in and to live together with the body which is from this world is a wonder, is a plia gedaila. That's mafli lasis. So we see from here that mafli lasis is referring to this, that our bodies have a neshama. So based on this, just for starters, we could start to understand perhaps how these two themes, Roifei chol basar, mafli lasis, is a synopsis of the bracha. We've explained in the past several weeks that there's two themes of the person. There's the nekavim nekavim, that reminds us that we have a body, that we're a bas of Adam, and we thank Hashem for that. And we explained that the way to thank Hashem for that is first by realizing our shiflus, that we're a bas of Adam. And then there's chalulim, chalulim, we've explained, is the chalulim is the hollow part. That we've explained is that the body, besides being a physical body in itself, it also houses the neshama. And that is, we explained that all the ramach evorim, the chalulim, chalulim, which is gematria ramach, really house the ramach evorim hapnimim. The neshama also, the nefesh has ramach evorim also. And the ramach evorim, the 248 limbs, cover over. They're cover over, says the Chafetz Chaim. We explain the Ramach Evar Mapnimim. So chalulim correspond to the chelak and neshama of the person. That the guf Adam is a guf, but yet it also houses the neshama. We explained that the two things interconnect. Because we have such a low body, that's why we need a neshama and such a high neshama, which comes from kisi kevedecha. That's what we explained. And that was the theme of the bracha, that the guf ha'adam, what the man, yet we have a shiflas, but yet we're so great. That's the way we've explained the bracha v'shiyatzer. The theme of Adam is that he's both. He's two. He's a guf and a neshama. That's the end of the bracha. Roifechol basar corresponds to the guf. Roifechol basar. Mafli lases corresponds to the chelak and neshama of the person. That's the two things of the bracha. But I'd like to share, Dr. Moshe continues and goes a little further, and listen to what he says. He says that these two things are interconnected. Listen to this. The efshar l'neshama, lastly is pu'ulasa, it's impossible for the neshama to do its full job, its function, l'haskel b'muskalais, to use its, the seichel, the chachma of a person, b'oich adam chayla. If a person is not healthy, his body is not healthy, then the neshama is affected as well. Very interesting. Ki koev gufei matridei, a person's hell not healthy, can't function properly. Va'al ken omar, that's what the bracha means. Roifei kol basar, through this that Hashem heals us and keeps us healthy. Val yidei zeh, through that mafli lases. That's how mafli lases, that the neshama is niksheres beguf, that a neshama is blended and tied and connected to the guf. Through Reifei Chol Basar, through the fact that Hashem keeps us healthy, that's how Mafli Lases, our neshama, is able to exist and thrive while it's in our guf. So the two things are interconnected. And I think here there's something beautiful. Someone once showed me a beautiful idea that, you know, Reb Papa here comes along and says, there's Machloikas, Hilkach, therefore, Nemrinu L'Tervayu. There's other places in Shas where Reb Papa does the same exact thing. In fact, a lot before this, on Daf and Tes, there's machlekes what to make, how you say a bracha on a rainbow, keshes. So one man d'amar says, zoicher abris. Another man d'amar says, nemun b'brisa v'kayim b'mama, right? Omrav papa, same thing. Hilgach n'minol devayu, zoicher, boruch zoicher abris, nemun b'brisa v'kayim b'mama. He puts it all together. But listen to this. Someone once showed me Rabbi Yashiv, in Sefer Ha'aris of Rabbi Yashiv, in Soita Daf Mem. In Saita Daf Mem, Rav Papa does. Rabbi Yashiv. He brings down like this, unbelievable. Rav Papa in Saita Daf Mem also says the same thing. Hilchach Nemrinu L'Tervayu says, listen to this, I'm going to read through the words. Shamati, Rabbi Yashiv is saying over. Shamati, I once heard, Mehagoyin Miteflik. Sal, I don't know who this is. A certain goyin, Rabbi Yashiv once heard a shtickle. Be'esha Dorash B'siyim Asechta. It was a time of a siyim. Oh, Tanay. Right, there was a siyim, and he gave a drasha, this goyin. And he said like this, fascinating. The kivon de motzinu de eser pa'omim ka'omer of Papa Hilkach. If you look in Shas, Rav Papa does this 10 times. Hilkach namrin ol tevayu. There's a machlekes between two namarim, and he puts it all together. 10 times. And Rabbi Yashiv at the end of the piece counts where he shows where they are. Listen to this. Since he did that, what was he doing? He was putting the shitas together. What does that mean? Listen to this. Rav Papa exude a tremendous avas ha'tayrub, ve'avas talmid ha'chachamim, and he loved talmid ha'chachamim so much. He loved them so much that he didn't want a machlaikas. Therefore, hitel shalom b'neim. He was matel shalom, he made shalom between them. And that's why he was zaycha to 10 sons who were talmid ha'chachamim. Right? Chanina bar Papa, Rafim bar Papa, we know. Right? It's 10. 10 times, 10 sons. Because the Gemara says in Shabbos, the man demoiker Rabbanon, someone who loves and respects Talmid Chachamim, havelei b'nin Rabbanon, he's going to be zeichet to Talmid Chachamim. And that's why maskir b'chol si masechta asar Rabbanov, who Zachal said. That's why we mentioned the 10 sons of Rav Papa who became Talmid Chachamim. Rav Papa had such ava for Talmid Chachamim that drove him to make shalom between the days and hilkach memrinu l'tervayim. Beautiful idea. And that's why he was Eichet the 10. He did it 10 times, Eichet the 10 son. As a side, Noam's not here, but we'll share anyways a gematria, a beautiful thing. If you take the words Rav Papa, gematria of Rav Papa, and the word Ava, you put them together, you get the gematria of Shalom. Rav Papa, with his Ava, for Talmud Chachamim, That caused them to make shalom between the days. And he made shalom. Rav Papa with the Ava, he made shalom. But I think there's something beautiful over here. Based on what the Ramah is explaining, Ramah is showing us a beautiful thing. Reifei chol basar mafilasis. Rav Papa wasn't merely saying, shkayach. There's machlekes? Okay, say both. That wasn't Rav Papa's kunz. Rav Papa was showing how the two things are interconnected, like the Ramah just explained. Through Reifei chol basar, that's how mafilasis, the way... What he said, mafilasis, is because of Reifei chol basar. Because Hashem keeps a person healthy, that's how the neshama is able to truly stay and function in the body properly. That's true making shalom. Shalom is not just when two parties coexist. Oh, pilkach in the middle of the body, I have two shittas. What true shalom is when two things come together and they need each other and they live their in harmony and they feed off each other. That's shalom. Ultimate shalom is when two things come together and they blend together and each one needs the other. That's ultimate shalom. So when Rav Papa was saying Hilkoch Nemrinul Tervayu, he was making shalom between the Shitas. What he was doing, he was showing how the two things need each other. It's not just two things. Through Reifei chol basar, that's how it's mafilas. It's a beautiful idea. Okay. So now with this idea of Reifei chol basar mafilas, let's just examine the words. Reifei chol basar, we've spoken out in the past from the Palotzker Magid. The Palotzker Magid, the Talmud of the Vilna Gaon in Magid Tzedek, he says that it says Reifei chol basar. Why does it say Reifei chol basar? Maybe it should say Reifei kol chai, Reifei kol adam. What specifically do you use basar word? So he explains based on the Gemara in Sota Daf Hei. The Gemara in Sota Daf Hei says that the word basar is an acronym for three words. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, basar is busha. The sin is interchangeable with the samach srucha and rima. The word basar is what brings out the shiflus ha'adam. How that we're basar v'dam, busha, rima, srucha, right? Says the Palotzker Magid, since this bracha, l'fisha bracha zu niskana l'haydis l'izbarach al b'shasei v'tzerchani shel adam. This bracha is there, we're meant to acknowledge and admit HaKadosh Baruch Hu of our shiflus. That's why we picked the word reifei chol basar, because that word is the word that indicates the shiflus ha'adam. But I think it's beautiful, based on what we're explaining, reifei chol basar, we're thanking God, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for the guf that He gave us. The only way we've explained in the first year in Asher Yatzar to come to a proper Hakaras HaTov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what He gave us is we first have to admit that we're nivra of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The way to remind ourselves of that is through remembering the shiflus Adam. Hashem gave us the Beis HaKisei, that reminds us of the shiflus Adam. Why is that? Because we need to harness our gaiva, because if we don't, then we could think that we're not a nivra of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we don't need to thank Hashem for the guf that He gave us. So when we thank Hashem for our body, Reifei chol basar, in there it's alluded to this shift, the reminder of the shiflus Adam. Because through the shiflus Adam, that's the stepping stone to come to true Hakaras HaTov HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That when we thank Hashem for the guf that He gave us, we use the word basar. We throw in the word basar because that's what we have to remind ourselves, the shiflus Adam, and through that we're able to come to Hakaras HaTov, to the guf that He gave us. Mafli lasis, the words mafli lasis. So I'd like to share with the Olam, just in short, it's really kedai to look at it if you have time. It's a beautiful, fascinating maimer from Rabbi Yitzchok Kuntner in Pesach, maimer in his sefer Pachad Yitzchok on Pesach, maimer tezvov, beautiful piece over there. And he brings this Ramah down, actually, that mafli lasis, and he paraphrases that the Ramah here is saying that the word maf pele is, the Ramah is translating as when you have a kesher, a connection between ruchni and gashmi. And that's mafli lasis, this that Hashem is makasher and blends together the guf and the neshama, that's a pella. And he goes on to say something so beautiful. It's really a long, stunning piece. It's good I say, but I'll just speak out one thing that he says, very nice. He says, we know that the Rambam, the sefer that deals, and the Rambam, this 14th svarim, Yad HaChazaka, the sefer that deals with matters of speech, shvuas, nedarim, nazirus, erichin, chiram, right, all these things, is called sefer hafla. Simply, the pasuk says, "Ish ki yafli linder neder." He says, "Beautiful." In the person, where is the expression of this that we have that pella, that kesher between ruach and keshem? It's through the speech. Why? Right? The pasuk says, "Hashem took Ofrim and Adama, right? The guf. Ve'yipach ba'apav nishmas chaim. He infused the guf with this neshama,
And then what happened? Nefesh Chaya. Right? The Adam Nefesh Chaya. Says the Targum, what's Nefesh Chaya? Ruach Memalala. We got the power of speech. This that we're medaber, that we have the power of speech, that's the expression of our Pella. The Pella of man, this, the Pella in man is expressed through the speech of person. That's why the Rambam calls the Sefer, which deals with speech, Sefer HaFla. Isn't that beautiful? Sefer HaFla, because that's the, his words are, V'kishra zeh hu madregas ha-pella b'chai Adam. The Pella in Adam is that brought out, we see through the speech of man. Very nice idea. So this Ma'afli Lasleis is that the Hashem is Makasher, the Ruach, Ruchni and Gashmi, and that's Ma'afli Lasleis. So that's the first Mahalach that we're saying, that Roifichol Basar corresponds to the Guf, Ma'afli Lasleis corresponds to this, that our body houses the Neshama. And that's the theme of the Bracha I was explaining. Mekavim, Mekavim, Chalulim, Chalulim, Golav, Yidur, that's the way to explain. I'd like to share another idea, and that is like this. We'll start with Roifichol Basar. The truth is that it's not so simple in the Gemara, what you say. Let me read to you the Gemara over there. The Gemara says like this. My chosin. Omar Rav, listen carefully to this. Omar Rav says, Rav, you say, Roife choylem. Hashem heals the sick. Omar Shmuel has a question on this. How could you say that? Koshavinu Abba l'kuli alma katsiri. You Abba, he called Rav Abba. You, Abba, are rendering the whole world sick. People. Not everyone, Baruch Shem, Leilin, Chas V'Shalom, right? Not everyone is sick. Roifei Chaylim? Not everyone is sick. How could you say Roifei Chaylim? Says Shmuel, rather, you don't say like Rav, rather you say Roifei Kol Basar. That's the Gemara. Now let's try to understand something here.
Instead of
Roifei Chaylim. You can't call everybody Chaylim. So what do you say instead?
Because you would assume it's Roifei Chaylim.
Oh, but if talking about everybody, oh, Rav Yoni, it's the same thing. Roife. He's also saying Roife. How did he make it any better? How did Shmuel help the matter, right? How did he help? He's still saying Roife Chol Basar. He heals, right? That's the question here. How does Shmuel help, right? He's still saying, you say Roife. How did he help his problem? Oh, so Rashi over there says a very interesting thing. He says that it's that Roife Chol, he says, this Roife Chol Basar corresponds specifically to the Beis HaKiseh. He says, The Beis HaKiseh is a refuah to the whole body. Very interesting. When a person goes to the Beis HaKiseh, it's literally healing the person. That's how he explains. But I'd like to share with the Eilm a different mahalach from the Prisha, from the Drisha, same person. The Drisha says like this. The Drisha on the tour in Siman Vav, listen to this. He brings this Gemara down, and listen carefully to what he says. Umashma mikan behedya. It's mashma from this Gemara, a clear thing. Dishayech refuah beli chayli. It's possible to have refuah, healing, without sickness. That's his exam. That's what he sees from this Gemara. How could that be? V'hainu mishum, shemash HaKadosh Baruch Hu maimid umekayim. This that Hashem holds up, shivoy hamezek, the balance of a person's body, v'ativim ba'adam, shalei iska b'rechemem, that nothing wins over the other, all the systems, everything cups together, everything comes together, hu harafuah, that's refuah. So although we're not going to call people chaylim, but Hashem is being merapa people through keeping everything in balance. So now I'd like to share maybe a little bit of a understanding of what this means, perhaps, based on a fascinating Malbim. And the Olam should listen carefully to this Malbim. It's a really, I think it's a very fundamental idea. The Malbim can be found in Tehillim, Perek Lamed, on the Pasuk, V'ani amarti b'shalvi. David Melech says, I said in my tranquil state, bal emet l'olam, I will never falter. Hashem b'ritzayinch, Hashem in your will, your ratzayin, hamadat l'har yoyz, you brought me up so high. Histarta panecha, with your hester panim, ha'yisi nivel, I would be with full behal. Listen carefully to the Malbim. Unbelievable. He says that David HaMelech over here had a certain perception of how to understand his physical health. He understood it one way, and then he came to realize that it's very different. And listen to this. Ani chashavti, ani amarti b'shalvi is like this. I used to think, says David HaMelech, ani chashavti, I used to think, shachayim v'abrius, life and health, physical health, heim tivyim, it's natural. And that means, shekol oid shaguv bari, as long as a person is healthy, hateva noisenes shaloi echla. Teva dictates that you're not going to get sick, right? If a person is healthy today, then Teva says Teva says that there's no reason that he should be sick tomorrow. That's what I used to think. That's what it means. Ani amarti b'shalvi, I thought that physical health is like an autopilot. If I'm healthy, then as long as a sickness, chas v'shalom, from the outside doesn't come my way, there's no reason that I should be not healthy tomorrow. It's like living on autopilot. That's how I used to think. Ani amarti b'shalvi means, when I was, he says, shekoloyche sholev begufi, I thought in my shalva, meaning when my health was good, right? V'layimtza b'kirbi ezehirus, there's nothing in me that's messing things up, right? Bal emet loyalam. I used to think that there's no reason that I would be that I would stay that way. I used to think, says David Melech, that my physical health is like living on autopilot. That if I'm healthy today, then nature says that I'm going to be healthy tomorrow. If nothing comes my way, that's what I used to think. Wow. Says the because health, it's like living. We're living bodies. If we're healthy, then
take it for granted.
We take it. Listen carefully. What he's saying. He's saying that does a real havamin of David Melech. David Melech had this havamin. It's a real thing. That means that he thought, we're not talking about a virus from the outside. If there's nothing from the outside coming his way, and he's healthy, he's taking his vitamins, he's eating beautifully, he's sleeping, everything perfect, everything's perfect, then my body is healthy. It's going to stay healthy tomorrow. That's the way I used to think.
No.
On the world of Teva, meaning like this. No. Hashem made the world with Teva. We're not talking about, if Hashem wants to punish a person, then Hashem could make a person sick. But no, we're not talking about that. We're talking about without that. The nature of physical health. How does physical health run? Physical health, says Dr. Mark, I used to think, is like everything else in this world. Teva! That means that if I'm healthy, then I'll be healthy tomorrow. There's nothing that's going to change it. If Hashem decides, that person has to get, but if without any intervention, then a person is going to stay healthy. Says David Melech, no, I will at the noidali, but now I came to, at some point I came to realize, shachayim a big chiddush, heim hashkochim, physical health is special hashkocha, tluyim b'chefetz Hashem v'ritzoinai. That means, that v'ritzoin chamadu t'lahar yoyz means, that my oyz, my physical health, he says, chayei gufi, is all in the Ratzon Hashem. To the extent, listen to this, Shahacholi, when someone's not feeling well, loy hoysayide oinish, hashkochi pa'oli. It's not that Hashem is like punishing a person, coming along and intervening with his health and like changing something, a punishment. Rather, rak alide hastoras ponim v'sura hashkocha. Hashem looks away for a second on being mashkiach on the person, things go wrong. That means, I think what the idea is over here, that the human body, Hashem designed the human body in a way that it's so complicated and so complex, and there's so many things going on at the same time, all the different systems, the nervous system and the heart, the lung, the this, the that, that naturally, without a special, special hashkacha of Hashem being mashkiach on a human body and making sure that it stays, that everything comes together, naturally, it can't just stay that way. It's too... That's the idea. It means that it's so complicated and there's so much that's going to go wrong that without a special eye of Hashem, a special hashgacha of Hashem, a person can't live physically healthy. It needs a special hashgacha, and that's a chiddush that David HaMelech came to realize. A chiddush. It's not, we're not living on autopilot. We think that physical health is like everything else in the world. That Hashem, we're living in the world of Teva. That things are one way, they're running a certain way, so they're going to continue running that way. David HaMelech was mechadish that no, his star to panecho, just with Hashem's taking away a little bit of hashkacha, yisin nivol, a person could plot, a person's physical health, he can't exist. And that's the idea of, I think that's the idea of roifei chol basar. Perhaps that's what it means. You know what it means? Yes, Baruch Hashem, we're not sick, right? But Hashem's hashgacha, since our bodies on our own can't live healthy without a special hashgacha from Hashem, so it's considered like Hashem is being roifei us every second of the day, because our bodies can't stay healthy. The complications of our bodies can't stay healthy, that Hashem is a roifei. Roifei chol basar. When we say these words, roifei chol basar, it reveals this idea of the Malbim, that our health is a special, special hashgacha from Hashem, different than other things in this natural world that we live in. Unbelievable. Perhaps you could even take it a step further. Rav, you know what Rav held? He say Reife Cholim. Perhaps he held that because of our bodies on their own can't last, we're rendered a chayla. To some extent, we're a chayla. Hashem is being merapas. Shmuel says, no. You can't coin a person a chayla until he's actually sick. So, but you could still call it a reife. Perhaps that's just the way to understand the machlekes. But we say reife chobasar because our physical health is a refuah. Hashem's special refuah. Our physical health reveals a special hashgacha HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And perhaps that the pasuk says, "Mibsari echse eleika." From my basar, I see eleika. Eleika is the lashon of hashgacha. Elekim is the lashon of hashgacha. We see hashgacha of Hashem in the world all over, but there's a special hashgacha we see from mibsari, from my basar, from reifei chol basar. Our physical health, if we examine and we realize that imi paseach echon mehem oyisasim echon mehem, means that our bodies can't exist. We're not living on autopilot. It's almost like a mashal to someone who's living, let's say, on life support. We would never say that the person themselves living on life support is living today, is living tomorrow. The life support is giving him the life. That's really, in essence, what's happening to us. Hashem is our life support. He's taught every split second, he's looking at us and giving us life, making sure everything klaps zusammen, and everything works, everything functions, our bodies function properly. Hashem is our life support. It's not that we're living and we keep on going. Hashem is our roife chal basar. He's literally healing us every second. He's our life support. It's almost like we're all living on life support. Who's our life support? Kadosh Baruch Hu. And perhaps there's a beautiful remez here. The Rosh HaTevis of roife chal basar, Reish Chof Beis, if you scramble it, is berech. We've explained in the past from the Vilna Gaon that the word berech means a machzik. Birkei Derabanan, the machzik Torah. A berech is a machzik. When we say that Hashem is roife chol basar, Hashem is our roife when we're healthy, we're realizing that Hashem is our true support system. He's our life support. He's our berech. The Eibishter Hashem is our berech in our physical, our existence. He's our true berech. Maybe you could add that it's roife chol basar is rechev. A rechev is a chariot, right? It's also, the same oasis, it's also a support and travel. As we travel through life, right? Hashem is our rechev. He's our chariot. He's our support. Everything. He's our berech. He's our rechev. Hashem is the true berech, the ultimate berech. When we say roifei chobas, we're realizing that Hashem is our berech. We're not living on autopilot. Hashem is our support system. We're living on life support from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's roifei chobas.
So what do we say someone gets sick?
So we, in our eyes, we see it as getting sick. Really, what's happening is Hashem just takes away a little hashgacha, and then the rest happens. It's not a positive oynish from Hashem. Hashem just takes away a little hester upon him. Hayisi nivhal. That's in fact, that's really what's happening. A person without the hashgacha of Hashem, the person can't his physical health can't exist. That's roifichol basar. So basically, till now, we're explaining that roifei chol basar is in our physical, natural lives, and in our health, we realize that Hashem is our roifei chol basar. In the world of Teva, in our lives that we're living, that's roifei chol basar. Then we move on to a mafli lasis. And the idea over here is like this. We've explained in the past, from Tosis and Brachos really says this, and Rashi we brought down, brings from Rabbeinu Israel, that Mafli Lasis, the way the Rishonim, Rashi and Tosis explain, is based on a Medrash Rabbah in Parshas Bereishis, Perek Aleph Gimel. The Medrash is going on the Pasuk, Kigodol Ata Vo'isin Eflois. Amar Rab Tanchum, we've spoken this out in the past. Hanoid Hazeh, this flask, this jug, Im Yiboy Nekev, if it would have a hole, Kechut Shal Macha, just the size of a needle, Kol Rucha Yoitzim Imenu, all the air would escape. V'ha'adam, and yet man, also mechilim nechilim. He has chalulim. He's hallows inside. Nekavim. And yet, he has hollow space, which houses the neshama. And yet, he has nekavim. He has so many nekavim holes. Hey, why is the ruach not escaping? V'ein rucha yaitzim imenu. How could that be? The answer is, oisei neflois. Hashem, it's only Hashem. Hashem, that's ato. It's Hashem who is doing a pella, and we spoke out from the Eitz Yosef over there. Unbelievable. Einoy ela hashkachasa yisbarach hamafli lasois derech neis chutz l'teva. This that the neshama, the ruach of a person, doesn't escape the body is not even in the realm of teva. It's something which is l'mayla miderech ha-teva. And that's mafli lasais. Apella is what l'mayla miderech ha-teva. Mafli lasais is roifei chol basar, is that in our in derech ha-teva, in the realm of nature, that we have a physical, we have healthy bodies, that's roifei chol basar. We realize that that's through the hashkoch of Hashem, roifei, these are roifei. And there's another element in a person, that the way that this day we're able to exist and our neshama stays in us, that is a higher level. That's mafli lasais, that's a pella, that's l'mayla miderech ha-teva. So there's b'derech ha-teva, Hashem is a roifei chol basar, and then there's mafli lasais, there's a, in a person's life, there's also an element of l'mayla miderech ha-teva. That's mafli lasais. That's what comes out. And the truth is, that's really the idea of the bracha. We've explained in the past that that's what we're saying. Im yipaseach echad mehem, o yisasim echad mehem, is this idea that we can't last without Hashem's hashkacha and without being mafli lasais, right? And we spoke out in the past that if we've brought down that the Sefer Oitzer HaTfilah brings down, the Tikkun Tfilah says, that in some Siduri Hasardim, it's added a few words. Yevshel Eskayim, right? Kiyim, only through Al Yidei Nifle Oisecha Urufu Oisecha. It's this, these two things. We can't live without your Rufua, that's Roifei Chol Basar, and Nifle Oisecha, the Pella, the Mafli Lasais. We realize two things about us. We realize that our physical, our health is one that our bodies are so complicated. We can't live without the pure hashkacha, special hashkacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mipsari Echsel Lekah. That's Reifei Chol Basar. And then there's another thing we realize. And we realize that also through the Nekavim, that the Nekavim make us realize, wait a second, we have Chalulim that house the Neshama, and we have the Nekavim. What's going on? How is it that we're able to live? We come to realize that there's a Pella, there's a Lamaila Mederech HaTeva, something going on over here that we're able to exist. So that's Roifei Chol Basar Mafli Lasais. Oh, and just to be Messiah, that basically we're saying that there's two ways of understanding Roifei Chol Basar Mafli Lasais. The first way we explain is Roifei Chol Basar corresponds to the body. Mafli Lasais is the neshama, that the neshama in the person. And now we're explaining Roifei Chol Basar Mafli Lasais is our health is dependent on, in the realm of Teva, is Roifei Chol Basar Mafli Lasais is Lamayim Mederech HaTeva. If you think about it, it's really all the same thing. This that we have in our lives, our existence, our life, runs l'mayla miderech ha-teva. Such an interesting thing. This that, and it's how would we see the l'mayla miderech ha-teva? The fact that our neshama doesn't leave our body. It's really beautiful. Way back in Moed Ani, we spoke out from the Vilna Gaon in Parshas Hazinu. In Parshas Hazinu, the Vilna Gaon says that Hashem says, Ki esel shamayim yodi v'marti chai onoichi. Hashem says, I'm chai. What's chai? Chai means that Hashem is mechaber, the two worlds. He explains over there, the Vilna Gaon, unbelievable. The two worlds are this world and shamayim. Olam hazeh, aretz, olam hazeh, and up there in shamayim. They run very differently. This world runs with teva. Ha'olam hazeh misnaheg b'teva. The way this world runs, Hashem designed it, that it runs in teva. But Shemayim doesn't run with Teva. You know how it runs? The way he calls it is, Al Pi Ratzin. Whatever Hashem wants, it's. There's no Teva in Shemayim. Shemayim, there's no Teva. Whatever the Ratzin Hashem is at that given moment, that's what is. That's what exists. That's what is. If you think about it, it's unbelievable. Our lives is when there's a Chibur, our Chaim is when there's the Neshama and the Guf come together. The Neshama is in our body, we're alive. Our Neshama is not from here. It's not from this world. It's from Olam Ha. It's from Shemayim. In Shemayim, how do things run? Not with Teva. L'mayim v'derech ha-teva. Whatever Hashem wants. So the Neshama, this that the Neshama is able to exist in the Guf Adam, is not going to run with Teva. It's L'mayim v'derech ha-teva, because it's coming from Shemayim. The Neshama is from Shemayim. So since the Neshama is from Shemayim, so it doesn't run with the way this world runs. Yes. Such a chiddush. The first time I saw this medrash, our neshama stay in us with l'mayla mederech ha-teva. Well, you tell me there's l'mayla mederech ha-teva going on over here, right? Everyone was bothered by this. The answer is, yeah, because what runs through teva? This world runs through teva. But what's the thing in us that's not from this world? The neshama. Then so the neshama that stays in us, no problem. It's a pele. That's the wonder. It's a wonder to us. Because we live in this world of teva, and that's the wonder to us. Wow, it's a pele, it's a wonder. That's a pele. The pele, this that the neshama stays in the Guf Adam, that's mafli lasis, because the neshama that we have inside of us is from Shemayim. And Shemayim, everything runs al pi ratzon, nothing to do with teva. That's reifich abasar, mafli lasis, kashukach.